Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Well, I want to just start with that verse here this morning. It is a wonder to behold what manner of love God has bestowed upon us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And what a blessed thought to be able to think about how God hath bestowed his love upon us, giving us the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, this is Steve Clark, and we've been taking the daily inspiration from 1 Samuel the last few days, and we're going to continue there. 1 Samuel is a very interesting book of the Bible. There's many things to learn from it, and I hope as we go through here the next few days, you'll be encouraged and inspired to read through it yourself. I've been reading through the book of 1 Samuel here the last couple of weeks, I guess, and I'm not sure even how long. Been going through different ones, and that's what inspired me, I guess, to want to do some of the daily inspirations from this book. Well, today we're in chapter 2, and we're going to start with verse 11, and I'll read through part of this here. It says, Elkanah went to Ramath, to his house, and the child did minister unto the Lord before Eli the priest. Okay, so Elkanah was the father of Samuel. His wife Hannah gave birth to Samuel. She had prayed for many years to have a child. She was barren, and the Lord answered her prayer and gave her Samuel. And she promised that she would give that child back to the Lord, or give the child to the Lord, or he would be able to minister there. And that's what she did. And so they left this small child, only just a few years old. They left him, Samuel, with Eli the priest, and I assume his wife was there to help take care of this child and that. But Eli was a grown man. He was an older man, and he had grown sons. And in verse 12 it says, Now the sons of Eli were sons of Belial. They knew not the Lord. Well, Belial, what that means is a personification of wickedness, or of the devil, another way to put it. And so that's what Eli's sons were. They were wicked men. They did things that the devil would do, and they were inspired by the devil. And it goes on and talks about the priest custom with the people, was that when any man offered a sacrifice, the priest's servants came, and while the flesh was in seething, with a flesh hook of three teeth in his hand, that he struck it into the pan or the kettle or the cauldron or the pot, and all that the flesh had brought up, the priest took for himself. And there were certain things, according to the law, to provide for the Levites, to provide for the priest, that they were allowed to do, but there were some things that they were told not to do. And these sons of Eli were not doing it according to the law of Moses, what Moses had said. And I think the other day I said that this was taking place in Jerusalem. Well, it was not in Jerusalem. It was in Shiloh, and this is before the capital would have been moved to Jerusalem and the temple and all that built there in Jerusalem. They were doing this in Shiloh. But one thing here, verse 15, it says, Also before they burnt the fat, the priest servants came and said to the man that sacrificed, Give flesh to roast for the priest, for he will not have sodden flesh of thee, but raw. So these sons of Eli were saying, give us this meat and this fat before you cook it, before you burn it. We want it raw. Well, that wasn't according to what Leviticus said. I'll just read that in Leviticus. It says, And the fat of the beast that dieth of its... Oh, sorry, this is verse 25. That was 24. For whosoever eateth the fat of the beast of which men offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord, even the soul that eateth it shall be cut off from his people. And so there were certain things that they were to, that they could do, but there were things that they were not to do, even as priests, even as the servants of the priests. They were not to do these things, but these sons of Eli were doing them anyway because that's what they wanted. They despised the commandments of God. And so they, in verse 17 says here in 1 Samuel chapter 2, it says, "Wherefore the sin of the young men was very great before the Lord, for men abhorred the offering of the Lord." And they were just so disrespectful, and they didn't care about what God's word said. They just wanted to please themselves. And what a sad state. And there they were cut off. We'll see that later. But just as it said there in Leviticus, that the soul would be cut off, they were cut off because of disobeying the commandments of the Lord and not caring about what God said. They were just caring about their own fat bellies, and that's the truth of it too. I don't know about them, but at least Eli was a very fat man, it says in one place, and it was because of what was going on here. So I want us to see the contrast though between that and Samuel. Verse 18, it says, "But Samuel ministered before the Lord, being a child, girded with a linen ephod. Moreover, his mother made him a little coat and brought it to him from year to year when she came up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. And Eli blessed Elkanah and his wife and said, 'The Lord give thee seed of this woman for the loan which is lent to the Lord.' And they went unto their own home. And the Lord visited Hannah so that she conceived and bare 3 sons and 2 daughters. And the child Samuel grew before the Lord." So this is many years wrapped up in these few verses here, enough time for her to give birth to 3 sons and 2 daughters and some other years in between. But we see that God blessed them because of what they gave. They gave their son to be raised in the priest's home. They gave him to the Lord. They trusted him to the Lord and gave him back. And God raised him up, Samuel, to be a mighty prophet of the Lord. And the Lord blessed them. And that's what I wanted to encourage us with today, is that as it says here in Luke chapter 6, this is the words of Jesus. In verse 38, he said, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again." And this is the words of Jesus for us to be givers. And that's my encouragement for us today out of this book of 1 Samuel. We saw how Hannah and her husband gave Samuel to the Lord, and the Lord blessed them. And God blesses those who give, and it should be out of the right, it has to be out of the right heart. We can't give to get. You know, that's one of the things. Oh, if you give, then you'll get. And even this verse in verse 38 in Luke chapter 6, people have used that in a wrong way, I think. We're supposed to give out of the right heart, out of a right motive, and not to be looking to get something. And it's, you can't outgive God. God loves a cheerful giver. Here in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, it says, "Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver." And that's my encouragement to you today, that you would give, and I'm not just talking about monetarily, but you would give of yourself. Give of yourself to your family, to people around you, to neighbors or whatever, to minister to them or to help in some way. Give of yourself to the Lord, and God will bless you in ways that you would never dream of. God loves a cheerful giver, and he wants us to be like this Hannah who gave her son to the Lord, and the Lord blessed her. Here her womb was closed for many, many years. She was not able to have children, but the Lord blessed her in having many more children, and so after she gave Samuel to him. And so that's my encouragement for us today, is to be givers. And it's a good thing that we could give of ourselves. And, you know, they'll know that we're Christians by our love that we have one for another, and that the world is wanting to get. The world is wanting to just have things for themselves, just like Eli's sons wanted to please themselves. Well, the contrast is here of Hannah and her husband who gave. They weren't wanting to please themselves. They wanted to please the Lord. And I just encourage you in that today. What a contrast we see in the sons of Belial. And that's what we see in the world today. But give of yourselves, and the Lord will bless and help you in your life. So God bless you. Thanks for listening.